What's happening? Hour number two, J Mart and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone, all four seasons garage doors in Nashville, making it possible. Ramon Foster, Jonathan Schaefer here. I'm Jason Martin at J Mart and Ramon on Twitter. Despite speculation from media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all of the above. I'll let you know. That's Drew Brees. New York Post reported he was out at NBC.
Yeah.
That's not... There's nothing official there. That's what he's talking about, speculation. I will say, it didn't go great. It really didn't. He got routinely kind of killed. I didn't think he was terrible. I didn't think he was good. But it was the first year, and because he was Drew Brees, he was going to get a lot of chances.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The idea of coming back to play football seems interesting. I guess maybe he feels better physically because he hadn't been banged around for a year. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, boy, he didn't look like he had very much at the end there. Yeah.
I thought the arm was a little noodle arm. We call Ben noodle arm. He was definitely noodle arm. The offense they were running, his movement, I don't think was very good for it. The league, I mean, and he's playing against Tom Brady in the NFC South. So what is he expecting to do right now? You know, as far as just putting a stronghold on the NFC South, I know their defense is solid with the Saints. If that's who are he's going to go back, I don't think he was the type to retire just to get out of a contract
he's
in the city, would he?
Playing. I think that I don't was think just so a either. Flipping call.
Yeah. That's a little different right there, Jay, but you said he wasn't good. I didn't think it was numerous times where he had the smile and that was all it was as far as his breakdown or whatever was going on. It's almost like they tried to baby him into it, which if that was his first rodeo doing broadcasting, being an analyst like that, then that's what you kind of expect. But I thought he would be a little bit more natural considering this also. All they care about is the quarterbacks being on TV in those types of situations because they draw the crowd, because they have face recognition, because you think and expect they should know how to break the game down. And some guys just don't.
So here, this is how it's written, and we don't know if it's going to happen, but he wanted to be a color guy. Network wanted him to be an analyst on Football Night in America.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Marchand, his report at the New York Post, says that Brees was the heir apparent to Collinsworth right up until he was bad in the Bengals-Raiders playoff game last year, and NBC was like, yeah, I don't know. So they soured on him quicker than I would think, considering he's Drew Brees. You think because he's Drew Brees, they're going to give you a little bit longer of a leash. But he wasn't a natural. I didn't think he was very good on the Notre Dame stuff. He was fine, but he wasn't. There was nothing special at all there. And no one's watching because Drew Brees is on. That's the thing, because the NFL matters. And that's the thing with Tom. Like, Tom, I think, is going to be good, but the ratings won't change significantly long term because it's football that brings people to the show. At the same time, you've got to make it worth a Tom Brady's while to do it, because I don't know how interested he was in doing it. So you're going to have to pay him a lot to get him in the door. And he may fall in love with it and love it and be great at it and does it for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
It's very possible. That's a risk you take if you're Fox, because if it works, you couldn't. That's like having Michael Jordan in your NBA booth.
Yeah.
On a regular basis. You have to do it. I don't know. I mean, the ratings on the 3:30 Central Time telecast on Fox are already outrageously high. It's usually the highest rated show of the week outside of maybe Sunday Night Football. And now maybe you get to the number one spot, but you're still going to have a ton of people watch it, regardless if it's Tom Brady or it's Greg Olson or it's, you know, Aqib Talib or whoever it is.
You let me know if I'm wrong here, but I never pictured Brees one being this type of guy. The other aspect of it for me was I have never thought I don't think Brees has had enough time to build up his post-football career personality. We're seeing Tom do it. Gonzalez kind of did it a little bit. Who are other former players you're like, well, yeah, he could do that? Like, mention Richard Sherman. Like, he's always been a talkative guy. Like, Aqib Talib is so different, but he's always been an outspoken guy. Brees has always been the let me just handle my business type. So he doesn't have that draw, Jay, in my opinion, unless you was like, no, nah, I'm always, He's done other things, but he's just been the good guy. And now I don't think that resonates to people that want to hear him talk. Like, what personality of Drew Brees do you like if he's not doing Tony Romo-like things on air? Which I don't think that's him as far as his push to just call out plays and say, no, I would do this. He didn't have any of those moments for me when I watched some of the stuff that he was doing last year. Like I said, to me, he was just a smile with a great hairline now. That's all I remember from Drew Brees and the times that he did the Sunday Night Football stuff. So a little different for me on Brees doing this. But he'll get another shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing you'd heard was he was going to Fox. He was leaving NBC but going to Fox.
Huh.
If he played football again, I'm just going to roll my eyes at that. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Although, of course, there'll be fan bases. Let's give it a shot over our guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to invoke that here. Not even going to mention the man's name that he would replace. Eric in Nashville. Eric, what's up?
What's up, Eric? Hey, guys. I'm just going to say, you just hope that Brady can be good, guys. But I remember other guys that were either in the booth or in the studio stuff just were not good. And there was guys like Joe Montana, because I'm old enough to remember that. Roger Staubach, we're just terrible. And, of course, Terry Bradshaw did do color commentary, but a lot of people thought he was terrible. He's, of course, in the studio now.
Yeah.
And it's just you wonder not only about Peyton Manning, about criticizing guys and all that type of stuff. And I'm sure he could probably be good, but I think he probably was afraid not only about criticizing guys, but whether or not he could really do that, and he just didn't want to be terrible. And I think he has more fun doing the stuff with Eli. It's just,
yeah,
you just do not know. And also reports that Drew Brees, at times, was not prepared or didn't prepare properly for assignments and stuff, like for when he was doing Notre Dame and just some other things. So you wonder if that played some into it, if it just – where he didn't really want to do the work that was necessary for it. I don't know, guys, but that's just some thoughts that I had, guys. Y'all take care and have a good day.
Yeah,
and solid. Maybe he sees that Tom's still playing. He's like, I want
to
play.
It's got to be appealing to you. It has to be, Jay. Like, number one, the amount of cash that these guys are getting broke off right now. Like, a lot of guys are just born too early as far as the money that they're being paid, and also just the work is a little bit easier for a guy like Drew Brees. He's protected way more. If he comes out of retirement, somebody's going to sign him, Jay, you'd expect.
Yeah.
If he says he want to play, somebody's going to sign
him. I mean, somebody will at least kick the tires, bring him in.
100%.
I mean, he hadn't played since 2020, but he's a Hall of Famer. And weirder things have happened. Remember what it looked like? Brett was done.
Yeah.
Ended up coming back.
With the Jets. Was it Jets? Or mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't work great.
No, it didn't. Why can't guys walk away?
Or was it the Vikings? I think it might have been the Vikings. Last, I think he went to the Jets first, and then it was Minnesota where he finished his career. He didn't go straight from Green Bay to Minnesota.
I always question that, though. Why can't guys walk away?
Well, you're one of the few that did when you probably still could have played a year or two, but there are a lot that you hear them talk about. It's just like it's all they know. It's all they've done.
No, but
they don't really have any interest posts. They're not ready for that stage of life. It's hard to walk away from. I don't know. It depends on what you're wired by, the crowd or the winning or the competition or leaving the locker room or whatever it is.
But it's like family, money, fame, notoriety, you have it all. Like, what's the purpose then? You can't play football. Well, I say you can't play till you're 50, but.
You can if you're a punter.
You can if you're a punter, but even they get
re-sackled.
Or Tom Brady. Or the dude, the old quarterback that smoked cigarettes, played quarterback and kicked on his team, too. It was like in the 50s.
George Blanda.
There we go. Knew my guy behind the glass would know. But it's so hard for guys to walk. Breeze is another one. Like, you're trying to find something to do, and it's just like, dude, just go live life. Like, or maybe he's pulling out because of his kids. I don't know. He seems very family oriented to me. He's got young boys and a young daughter too. Like, go teach them up, man. Go watch the next generation. I don't know. That's kind of weird to me. I understand it. I do understand it, but I always question, like, why?
Some guys just can't get out of the spotlight either.
I was listening to a Ric Flair interview, and mm-hmm. somebody asked him, what would you do if you walked into the room and they didn't say, whoo, or there's the nature boy. And he was just like, I'd just rather die.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, really?
That's like the drug for a lot of celebrities to just keep on going as opposed to just going home.
Yeah.
They can't do it.
It might have been the first time I heard somebody admit it, though.
Like, I don't want to live in that world when I'm not noticed.
Golly. Interesting. Very interesting take.
615-737-1045. Jump back into the NBA playoffs a little bit. We're gonna wait until 8 to talk about the Tenier article, and then we're going to bring Mike Tenier on.
And the Titans rookie minicamp went pretty good, too. Jim Y had a great write-up.
Yeah, we can talk about the Traylon Burks thing also.
And we'll talk about, what's his name, Malik. And
just, we'll do that when we come back. Man. Jay Martin, I'm on 104.5 The Zone.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
What was said in the chat, Moan?
Jay, if there's plastic on the floor when you get home, she isn't painting. It's a hit, and you need to get out of there.
Dexter.
Somebody told you, keep the change. They're really preying on your downfall a little bit here, Jay.
I suppose that I've earned it.
What did you do for those just joining us?
I accidentally left my phone in the bedroom, was walking out the front door, realized that we gotta go back and get the phone. And I stopped and I did debate it in my head for about 3 seconds. It's just like, I know, unfortunately, if I open the door, even if I'm church mouse quiet, and I was, CG's gonna wake up.
Yep. What happened?
She woke up. And Abby was waiting for me as I walked out to say, go ahead. I'll set the alarm behind you. I love you. You have a good day. I'll get her. So here's the funny thing. Last night I was thinking, we need to get CG into her room now.
Yeah.
Because she's still sleeping in the
room. That's very crucial too, by
room.
The way.
I was like, we got to get her. When are we going to get her out of this room? We need to get her out of this room. Thought that last night.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, there's not a proper nursery. We've converted the dining room into a nursery. But it's right by the front door, and there's no door to shut it off. Mm. So you're walking by an open nursery then every time you leave the house.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're going to do, put up a shower curtain or something. I don't know. I don't know the answer right now. I do know that me leaving the phone behind woke CG up probably 20, 30 minutes early. And cut off Abby's morning where she wanted to go spend some time with the Lord and she wanted to spend some time with the weights. And she ended up spending time with Clara Grace because obviously I had to leave to come to work.
My brother-in-law said, go get Abby some wings. What is that going to do? Also, they said, you can't be Bodie because Bodie got knocked off by Snoop. And Snoop's a female. And right now, Abby is Snoop. You can't be Bodie. Jay, we need you here.
Yeah, if I'm Bodie, then I'm done for.
Especially after the day somebody said, don't go to the hardware store when she asks you to buy a nail gun.
Nah, definitely not doing that.
Don't get a nail gun. Please don't.
If I get home and I hear whistling, I'm going to turn around and run, too.
Abby love flats, right? We're going to get through this, Jay. The day moves forward, man. Everything's all right.
So, rookie minicamp.
Yeah.
Traylon Burks.
Yeah. I hate it we had to go through this, Jay. Go ahead. But
it's not real. I don't know what to really go through other than just because you put it in our text chat on Friday because I hadn't seen it. And he got gassed out there. It was super hot and humid, but he got gassed and wasn't able to make it through the first period, he had an inhaler and all this kind of stuff. The problem for Traylon Burks is anything is going to make people then start thinking, we should have kept AJ.
Yes.
Way too fast. This is the kind of thing that can happen. Of course, media is going to report it. It's their job to report it. Everybody did. I don't know. You tell me, what was the reaction from the people to this? Because I kind of said, you know,
it can happen. Some were reasonable about it. Some acknowledged it was hot. It was his first time. He's got to get football conditioned. But the most others, a good bit, John Robinson got another failure. He's why is he out of shape? Why can't he do this? He's supposed to be a supreme athlete. Look at him. He's gas. And I'm going to be honest. Some parts of the media was putting that out there so that was the reaction to. And I'm just like, y'all know good and damn well that this happens often. It's his first time on the football field. He probably has been doing more media stuff and trying to train in between. And no matter what, Jay, you know what I say every single year? It got to a point every single year. First day of camp, we show up. Guess what? Condition test. Whoo, that was fine. First day of practice, though, dog tired, man. Like gassed. And mind you, Treylon Burks and all the rookies are at a camp where it's partial, where there's a partial team there. You might have, my numbers might be off. It might be 30 some guys. There may be a little bit more, but the reps are nonstop. They're continuous. There isn't a line of vets in front of you. There isn't recovery. You're the only one there. You're the first rounder. You're the spotlight. And I know, well, he's supposed to do it. No, you gotta get acclimated to it. I'm sure the kid, one, nerves probably got him. Two, just being out on the football field in cleats and not just working on drills, but actually going through a practice. It'll get you. And just, let's be real, it was humid as heck here. Okay, it was. That's just part of it. Maybe he outpaced himself to where he shouldn't have gone as hard this past weekend. But the visuals, the comments, the posts about him not being able to finish practice one was just one super premature. I thought it was slightly irresponsible. I thought it was just a little bit of baiting more than anything.
Wait. Irresponsible to me, you talking about?
Just to post that for those types of clicks.
That's no. I mean, that's the job.
It's the job, but you know the reasons behind it. Why say, oh, he can't finish the practice?
Because he didn't finish the practice.
Or he looks gassed. I'm like, to me, it's idiotic. Are we going to root for the kid or we want to kind of tear him down a little bit?
The media's job isn't to root for him.
Well, that's why they kind of turn away from the media sometime and go get their own guys to do their own reporting.
What you're saying, I agree with what you're saying. I don't think the media did anything wrong by reporting it.
But you put it out there by saying he couldn't finish his first practice. And that we saw the screenshots of everyone.
He didn't finish his first practice, but who was the media person that's like, oh, he was gassed, he was this, that? Who did that?
You saw the screenshots. It was across the board.
Well, in terms of the media,
making
people
a note of it. I'm just like, well, what did you expect?
Yeah, they were going to make a note of it. Why weren't they going to make a note of it?
Why was the note made?
Why wouldn't the note be made?
Why was it made, though?
Why wouldn't it be made?
But I'm asking you, why was the note made? The note was made just to make it seem like he wasn't prepared, ready, or wasn't going to live up to the billing of it all. You don't?
No. Okay. Not this one. Nope.
I'm standing all in on this one to say that it was put out there to make it seem like he wasn't the guy or he was less than or all of those types of things. Like, you don't put that out there to be like, nobody actually back. I saw TD say, well, let's put this out there into perspective. He gave perspective of why he was gassed. He's like, the weather, probably early on, didn't have enough rest, and he's just getting acclimated to it. Other than that, it was all across the board. Well, here's the first rounder, not ready for rookie minicamp.
The stuff that you sent me, just for context sake, says the Pro Football Talk, which is, they wrote, Treylon Burks didn't make it through first practice in the heat. That's a national guy repeating something else. Kaharski said Burks didn't make it through the first wide receiver drill, hunched over early, went into new building with trainer, was using an inhaler, came back out, did a couple reps, later went in. So that's just report from what I can tell. Rex Road, rookie minicamp. Treylon Burks had to leave a couple times, maybe heat related. Glennon, interesting day for Titans first round pick Treylon Burks, who had to leave field during first individual drills, looked gassed, had been using an inhaler, returned from locker room for some snaps, but later went back inside. Teron, Treylon Burks had to leave the field early into team period. He left briefly, then returned during team period before going back inside. I don't see anything like egregious.
It's the underlying of it all. You're right. It's not as egregious, or it's the underlying of it all. Wasn't prepared. Rookie, off the field, couldn't finish the first day when everybody else did. Basically what it sounds like.
So,
overreaction to some stuff that was, I think, I ain't gonna say shouldn't. It should have been reported, but in the same sense, it was just like, well, why are we gonna pitch this one on the first day?
I mean, it seems to me it's just that's what happened. It's rookie minicamp. He's the first round pick. We're just telling you, hey, he didn't get a full what we saw. Here's what we saw. Here's what happened. I just don't know what they're supposed to report in that case, other than what they did.
Other than the fact, to me, the optics make it seem like he just wasn't ready, or he's just not going to be the guy, because on the first day, he was the one that did not finish. To me, as somebody who sides with the players on this, that's just, it's for bait. And I just don't like that when you're supposed to be rooting for the guy to actually do the job. And you know on the first day that that type of thing can happen. Again, we don't know the pace, the rep count, all of those things when it comes down to the practice. This is a normal thing that happens.
I didn't see anybody say he wasn't ready, though.
You don't, Jay, again, you're right. But the underlying of actually reporting that says he wasn't ready, or he's out of shape.
So what do you say then?
To me, it's just like, well, there's the work again. That right there is the part of the business where when you catch players that dismiss the media, don't want anything to do with it. Well, you can just throw it into the air and let people fester and do whatever they want to, and that's what happens.
What do you say if you're the media then that would make you satisfied?
Well, you double up and say, you know what? Traylon Burks looks a little winded today. The heat, humidity probably played a factor into it.
Which is what they did.
Not many did it, Jay. But, of course, the reports that I put in here says this. Did not finish. It had to use an inhaler.
Okay.
What does that say?
Said you needed an inhaler.
Jay, don't do this.
No, I'm literally just, I don't know what you want me to say here, Mo.
It's alluding to the guy that he wasn't ready. It was alluding to the fact that he wasn't ready. You're knocking him before he actually gets his foot into the door and actually get his footing under him.
So don't report on it at all then?
You can report on, but also put what it actually was
I don't know what else they said. I don't know what else was said.
You don't have to say anything else, Jay. You can just put that out there and you know what the fans say behind it? Here's another bus. Here's another guy that John Robinson get that's not going to be ready. We should have kept AJ. All of those things happen behind that conversation right there.
So
simply by putting that out.
About
no,
works.
You can put the justification of why also, Jay.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, I don't know if
I
they
would
did.
Think for fully reporting on it, fully reporting on it, you should do that also. Or let me just put he didn't finish practice and now they're giving a reason why. Why could I just put he didn't finish practice? Why? Because the fans are going to run with that. We've seen that. We see in the comments that they did that.
Like that's worse. If he just didn't finish practice with nothing behind it, they all kind of were pointing to the fact it's hot, it's heat. The stuff you sent me, at least, maybe it's stuff you didn't send me, but the stuff you sent me all gave explanations.
No, it did not, Jay, at all. Again, this to me just gave a bad look upon a kid that's on his first day at his new job.
I just don't know what the media is supposed to do. Based on what you said they should say, that is what they said.
It is, but all it does is just pile on top of the kid. And in all actuality, you're going to need this kid at some point. My thing is, why tear him down? You can report on it, but be completely honest about what it was.
They were, Moan.
Don't do this, Jay.
I don't know what to say.
I know what you're getting at. Don't do this. You're saying they reported on it. Yes, they did. Why did they report on him not being able to finish his practice?
Because he didn't finish it and he's the first round draft pick.
But why?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. If you're asking me, it does matter, Jay.
If Malik didn't finish, whoever is out there, they're going to report it.
Why did they report on it?
Because he's a member of the team at rookie minicamp, Moan.
But why?
I don't know what you want.
Because it's
a
big story if he doesn't finish practice.
It's a big story if anybody doesn't finish practice that's a first-round draft pick.
Well, there was also a D lineman that didn't finish practice too, I think, but it didn't make this.
Okay, I didn't even know that. I just want to know what you're supposed to say, Mo. Like, I'm not trying to disagree
to me, again,
with you. I just don't know what you want.
It goes into the fact that it's easier to tear them down than to actually say, this is what happened. And he came back the next day. The crowds were a whole lot louder on the first day than they were the second day.
Okay.
And the second day he fully finished.
Okay.
Which again leads to the point that maybe he outpaced himself on day one.
Okay.
But in day two, nobody acknowledged the fact that, look, he finished not as much that he finished the practice out. You got PEF, whatever, what PFT, with a national headline
on day one that says he didn't finish. You know what they do on day two? Nothing. You know what most reporters did on day two? Nothing. Doesn't get the same play across the spectrum when it comes to telling the truth about what it actually was. You knew he probably outpaced himself on day one. And now in day two, crickets when it comes down to reporting that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I do think they explained day one, though. The reports you sent me, they did. They didn't just say, look at this guy.
It's pretty much the way it looks, Jay.
I don't know. I disagree with you, but that's okay. Terry in Nashville. Terry, what's up?
Hello, it's Terry.
Yep.
Yeah, Ramon, I really appreciate you, way you take up for your player and all, but let me ask you a question. Did he get a signing bonus? Did he get paid? If he got paid, he needs to come to work ready to perform, and that's all I got, friends. Have a great day.
Now, see, I would push back there and say I think he was ready to perform. That doesn't mean it wasn't a story to some degree, at least something that needed to be reported from somebody that's covering the team. Hey, Traylon didn't finish today. But I don't think that he showed up not ready to play either. I think that's the wrong conclusion to draw completely from this. Alex, what's up?
Well, this is the reason people don't listen to radio when you're a athlete, because, you know, it doesn't tell the whole story. These guys, they live all over the country. When I moved into town, all of a sudden my eyes start twitching, arms start twitching. I go to the doctor and, you know, I'm thinking I've got cancer or something, and it's the pollen. I mean, this kid, if he's, moving from another part of the country and he comes to this pollen bowl, everybody reacts differently. And I know for a fact that I'm still fighting it, and I've lived here for 25 years. So you can I agree with Ramon. If you're only given part of the story, it's not the true thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
So what is part of the story and what is
part
the
of the story he finished? Let's just say this. Maybe he flew in the night before or the morning of, goes to practice, does this physical, goes out, like you said, getting acclimated to the practice. Not many rest periods for the kid. It's nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. Day one, he doesn't finish. I've done that. Gotten off the plane before. Guess what? Tired of practice. Man, I'm dragging y'all. I'm last in line to finish through. Or my workout's a whole lot slower. Or you know what? I'm just ready to go home. He doesn't have that luxury. Guess why? He got pulled. It's fine. It was day one. Again, the chatter on day one was a whole lot louder than the chatter on day two. Now, to the first caller's point, Terry, who said, you know, he's paid, the deal is signed. You know what? Everybody has a day. This was the kid's first day. And in his first day, I don't think it's a national story to say he's not going to be a good pro, or the fact that he's out of shape or he's not conditioned. This is from the crowd, not from the reporters on this one, Jay. But those are the type of legs that a story like this or a report like this gets from the fact that you don't tell the entire thing. Now, maybe, again, Traylon didn't speak to the media after day one or day two. Probably from the team to protect him from those types of questions. Why weren't you ready, or why didn't you finish the first day? But everybody knows, getting off a plane, this kid was the first round draft pick and probably hasn't had a day off since the day that he actually got drafted to the Tennessee Titans. Aside from media, he's done community service, and the fact that he's also got to find time to train. And then you go out on your first day on the field and he just got gas. That was that. Not bent over, needing his inhaler, had to go off the field to come back. Like, when I paint that picture to you, it's like, oh, we shouldn't have drafted this kid. That's the way it sounds to me. Like, you're looking for every reason to knock the product instead of being like, okay, it's just the first day. And I get it. It's what you're supposed to do. Feed the beast. The beast wants to know that, look, he didn't finish practice.
615-737-1045. Sean, Jay, Casey, we'll get to your phone calls if you're still there on the other side, I promise. We'll get to your calls and get your thoughts on all of this. Interesting conversation, no question about that. It's Jay Martin, Ramon, 1045 The Zone. Jay Martin, Ramon, 1045 The Zone. 615-737-1045. Here's what Vrabel said about the Burke situation on Friday. I think it's hard to think that they can recreate with a trainer how we do things. And we see that with guys that have come back and started with our offseason program and guys that have joined a few weeks in. It's just different. I know that they're working and they think they're trying to get in shape, but that's just not the case. That's something we have to focus on to try to make sure we're getting some work in. But with all of them, we're trying to be as smart as we possibly can. That was Burks in the heat, not getting through the first practice, through all the reports and everything else. Let's get to the phones and see what people have to say. Sean and Dixon, you're up first. Sean, what's up?
What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'll keep this short and sweet for you. You're both right, and there's really no way around it. The media reported on the facts. You know, they didn't report on the heat and the pollen because those are assumptions for the most part. You know, you don't know for sure if that's what it was or not, but he didn't almost use an inhaler. He didn't maybe use an inhaler. He did. So that's what they reported. But when I read all that, my first thought to Ramon's point was, damn. Here we go again.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point you're trying to make. And you're both right, and I just don't think there's any way around it, really. So I'll hang up and listen, guys.
That's fair.
I think the problem, there's a difference between what the media does and how fans take it sometimes, in that if you're basing stuff on fan response, you're going to lose every time, it seems like. Because even that right there, like, that's right. And what you were saying is right as well, Moan. That ain't reality. Unfortunately for those fans, we are in a read the headline, not the article culture.
That's true. But to back up, that is the fans are the biggest part of the organization, though. And if the fans that's believe true. That headline, then that kid's Corey Davis. That kid is never AJ Brown like, which he don't want to be. But you put him in a box to where the slightest drop, the slightest injury or tiredness is going to lead back to that. We should have never got him in the first place.
Can I add one point to that, Ramon? Just because having been in the media now for over 20 years, what you're saying is that some people are going to look into that situation saying Traylon's not going to be AJ. He's not going to be this. He's not going to be that. It's not then the reporter's job to then twist that story to change the narrative with however Fair. That person's going to interpret it.
Fair.
If someone's going in there with a preconceived notion, they're going to look for whatever they want to back up that preconceived notion. That's not the journalist's responsibility.
That's true.
And what you sent to me, and I went back and looked at the group text, people said the inhaler. They also mentioned heat. This is what I thought when I saw that he didn't finish that first session. I thought, first of all, it's mid-May. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, it happens and it's not that big of a deal. If people are wanting to knock the kid and look at it through a negative prism, they're going to do it anyway.
My initial thought to it when I saw it, when you sent it to me, Mom, was, oh gosh, people are going to overreact to this. But that's something that you can't control. I think that's the problem.
You can't, but I'll say this. No, let's go take more calls. I got 2 hours to speak.
Jay in the borough. Jay, what's up?
What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, it was his first time. We're all nervous at our first time. Moan, J-Mart, Shea behind the glass, even me. If it's our first time, you're nervous. You don't really know what to expect. You get all overexcited. Performance isn't the best.
Yeah.
Then you come back the second time, third time. Then you get better at it. And then all of a sudden you become, you know, pretty good at it.
Yeah.
People start to talk about you, build a good reputation. So it's just first time performance issues. Every guy, even maybe a girl listening to the show here on 104.5 this morning, we've all had a performance issue that first time. But it's all right. Kids are going to come back strong mm-hmm. and be able to pound the rock even better. Y'all have a good day.
I think Jay just wanted to try and twist that into
phrasing.
Yeah, I think that was the whole point of that call. So let's see how far I can take this. Like, I get it.
Full disclosure, Jay used to work for this company in this building.
Jay did good.
Super Dave Osborne. I know what you were doing, Jay. I know what you were trying to slip in.
Super clean. He did a good job, Jay.
He was very... All right. Casey in Lewisburg. Casey, what's up?
What's up, Casey?
Boy, y'all silly. Hey, man, look. I'm just going to say this, man. I see where both of y'all are coming from.
Yeah.
But the only thing I'm going to say is the guy was born and raised in Arkansas, played at Arkansas University. So I'm gonna assume he knows what he's about. So I don't think that was the issue. Like y'all said, it sounds like he might have some asthma issues or something if he's got an inhaler. So, I mean, on what Mo's saying, I mean, I guess it's kind of underreported on what actually happened, why he came out of practice. But then again, the guy didn't finish practice. He had to use an inhaler, and that's what was reported. It would be different if it was something that was reported that didn't happen. Yeah. And that's, I mean, like I said, both of y'all are right. So
I think the other thing that needs to be, that what Casey was saying about the why, trying to find it out.
Yeah.
Twitter, one thing Twitter does is give you, I am observing something in the moment, and I'm going to react to said item in mm-hmm. the moment. I'll figure out the story later. But hey, Treylon Burks just went inside. I'm going to tweet out Treylon Burks just went inside. It's an instant deal. While you're standing at practice, you're firing out tweet after tweet after tweet unless yeah. they shut it down. You're yeah. sending out a video as it's happening and all of this. You don't have the context of it until afterwards when you can either maybe talk to the player or talk to a coach or something else. But by the time you have sent out, Treylon Burks just went inside. He bent over with an inhaler. As soon as you see that,
yeah.
the visceral reaction from some fans yeah, is going to be the out of control negativity because we don't have the full story and some people aren't going to wait for it anyway. This yep. is just going to back them up because they kind of wish AJ was still here.
Yeah. That's the other part. I mean, he's gone, you know, and I don't know. That's a lot. I want to hear more callers after the break, Jay. It's a great conversation to have because to me, I'm not into business of coddling a player. He got to go through the fire. I'm not saying don't put him through the fire. He's got to. But on this one particular day, it's probably going to happen to somebody in camp. All of those things. You know what I'm saying? Like the first day in pads or the first day on the field, as Vrabel said, when you read, nothing prepares you for it.
Performance anxiety, I think, is what we got from this segment.
Phrasing.
Jason, Cousin P, Jordan, you guys hang on. We get to your phone calls immediately after the headlines on the Zone.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.